Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second hour of Late Night, WEEI. It's KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out. 617-779-7937, the text line 37937. In a moment, I'll get into the Patriots. I just have to say this now. Don't ever let me hear any NBA fan get on about the length of a Major League Baseball game when the first round of the NBA draft took 3 hours. 3 hours. The length of a baseball game was the first round of the NBA draft. That's why I said, I thought I was joking when I said, by the time the Celtics get to 53, I'll probably be out of here. And I will not be running back here to go announce, you know, a guy from the University of Rancho Cucamonga in California. I didn't want people to think I was being like insensitive, making up a place. Paolo Banchero went number one to Orlando. If a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? Sorry. I'll tell you who's making an interesting sound. That's the New England Patriots. So yesterday when they revealed, and it might be 2 days now, days run together. When you're still trying to figure out what you want to do with your kid for the summer. And they're like, Dad. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm really tempted to take your 11-year-old behind to a factory. I'll tell nobody, but you'll make good money. I'm kidding. I'm not taking my kid to a factory. But parents understand when your kids are like, Dad. Well, look, the Patriots' big distraction was the throwback jersey announcement. You notice the Patriots talk has been kind of slow. And here are some signs. This is just me. There's nothing scientific about it. It's just what I've noticed. And part of from my training, right? Because I do know a little bit of the art of the show. Signs that a team may be on a path to struggling happens when they either hype up or mention the following. New merch. Uniform adjustments. Yeah, look at the unknown wearing the new unis. Who is that guy? I don't know, but that's N'Keal Harry wearing the one. Oh, it looks really good. Got to get a piece of those. They're going back to the old throwbacks. They're making a change. Yeah, because it takes away from you discussing that Joe Judge and Matt Patricia still have their hands on the proverbial offensive trigger for this team. Remember, until Cam Newton got here, the Patriots did not have a losing season for two decades in this century. And for those who are kind of like technical, go look it up. The year 2000 is still in the 20th century. You get to the 21st century once you hit 2001. Then begins the 99 years. So the 20th century, up until the Cam Newton year, was the last time the Patriots had a losing record. Now, it almost seems like a layup. It's going to be a losing season. The first one with the new quarterback coming off of the playoffs. Distractions. New unis. Joe, thank you for being here tonight, man. Are you going to go get the new throwbacks?
I already have one back in 2010.
Thank you. That's like me. It's like I just kept I have a Reebok Brady jersey that's sewn. Like, how old is that? 20 years? Just kept it in good shape. That's a throwback. I do have a Cam Newton one in the red. It was cheap. It was $40. Would you not buy that sewn? It was a time and place and period. Doesn't mean I like it. Just a very nice jersey. Here's another way to tell that signs that a team is on its path to struggling. A hyper focus on a single player that isn't a superstar. Mac Jones. Who else provides the sound bites when in those 2 out of 3 days of OTAs? Who else? Really? The second-year guy is now suddenly the mouthpiece in the Belichick regime? Oh, my gosh. This is worse than when the Czars came to town and people started putting up shanty towns just to make them think that they had money. Do a little history reading. But that's what it feels like. Like, all right, Mac Jones, you're going to be these shanty towns we build to distract people from what's going on behind these doors. There's nothing here. Here's another one, even though it hasn't happened, but you best believe the buzzards are circling like a dead carcass sitting out in the middle of a sweltering highway in Arizona. And that's being chosen for HBO's Hard Knocks. Doesn't it feel like the Patriots are literally one bad season away from getting that? Well, it'd be a phone call. No one would be knocking at the door to do it. Hey, Bill, you know, we've never had you guys on Hard Knocks, but you guys are kind of having Hard Knocks. It's kind of a hard knock life now. Get out of here! But it feels like it's heading down that road. I mean, it would match up very well with the new unis. Am I wrong? I mean, facts. Isn't that what he said? Facts. I mean, people rocking the new unis, trying to have hope over that one player who speaks for everything, who isn't the superstar just yet, while watching Hard Knocks on HBO. No. How about another way to tell that a team may be struggling or on that path to having hitting absolute wall is the coach's overarching legacy. You start talking about the past like it was yesterday. And I don't mean like yesterday, like the old Lennon McCartney song. I mean like it was Wednesday, the 22nd of June. It's done to hide potential disasters that are under the fan base's nose. And what is it? How many wins has Tom Brady had since he's been gone? Somewhere in the realm of about 25, 30? You know how close Belichick would be if said Tom wins were in New England? I mean, remember, Tom was just asking for a couple of things, not a whole lot. He made it work. And now, Belichick, we believe in Bill. Because you know right underneath your face and under your nose, it stinks. And the kids didn't take out the trash in that last game against Buffalo. KJWEEI late night 617-779-7937. The text line 37937. Are you buying this smokescreen that the Patriots are kind of hiding the fact that this is going to be a bad season? Like you really believe Ninkovich when he says he believes that this team's going to win 12 games? Yeah, if you're reading it backwards. You know, I don't know if you did this in Joe, when you were in school, like it would say Braverman and comma Joe on a folder. You ever see it like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's Ninkovich. Like, but he's saying Braverman before he says Joe. Yeah, you see them winning 12 in the negative. Yeah. Again, I have no problem being wrong. I would rather be wrong than right, what I'm saying. But I feel like I have to say it now. The signs are there. Hey, think about even when OTAs, the last day of OTAs were canceled because of rain, heavy rain. I thought they played football in the rain. I'm just saying. But it was given under, hey, it's a reward for hard work. Does that sound like Belichick? I would usually think, like, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, and the windstorm in Buffalo during Monday Night Football was easy. Definitely easy.
Yeah, right, because at the end of the day, aren't you trying to prepare for at least one game in cold weather against Buffalo? If you could get that in mid-June, take it. But it was all under the guise of, hey, because the guys work so hard, They got sprinkles on their ice cream. No! But it's yet another sign that a team may be on the path to struggling. New merch. A single spokesperson who isn't a superstar yet. Possibly rejecting phone calls from HBO to be on Hard Knocks in a couple of seasons because they can smell it too. And the legacy. Ah, Bill. In Bill we trust. Oh, you remember what he did on that Tuesday back in 2006? Oh, it was the greatest day of my life. My child was born. I named it after that play that was put in the book that day. Really? I mean, that is New England. That is. I'm surprised there's not a kid whose name isn't Halfback Toss. That's wrong. Halfback Toss. Get over here. Next, I'll continue with some more of the signs of the big distraction coming from the Patriots. Plus, BetMGM's got some odds out. We'll play a game called Make Money Money where I'll give you some odds, we'll check them out, and you'll determine what money you may want to put some on. Because some of these, this is for like NFL Player of the Year, AP Player of the Year, most passing yards, Offensive Player of the Year. There's some pretty good value out there. That's still to come next, but right now it's time for Braverman Joe.
I actually had a professor who called me that for the whole semester and never corrected him once. So
you know, I had one professor that told me to shut up in class one day, and I pulled out the student handbook and told him that you can't tell a student to shut up because him telling me to shut up is like me telling him. Well, then I told him what I thought it was the equivalent to, and he sent me to the office for saying those famous two words. You know, I'll put it this way: the leader of the group that Bono is in. Put the letter after E in front of it, and it tells you everything that I told that teacher right there. Let's trend, Joe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, WEEI late night with KJ. Thank you so much for being up late, maybe having an adult beverage Maybe drinking your kid's juice mixed with that adult beverage. That's what that's really what 100% juice is for. Boy, this stuff goes with good, really hard stuff, and I think about just having to deal with this entire family. I'm not saying that's a good reason, but thank you for being here. In a moment, we'll get to some more Patriots talk, but Joe has breaking news involving the Penguins, involving the Bruins. Go ahead.
Yeah, so first off, I just want to apologize to listeners out there. We had a technical problem, and that's why we didn't get a trending out there.
You got to move forward, but if an email shows up in the morning from Buell above us, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, but anyway, the Bruins have made their first free agency signing, and I think it's one that fans are really going to like. Patrice Bergeron is back. The longtime Boston captain is going to re-sign on a one-year deal.
Yeah, that's all about. Bruins. Yeah, because you don't know who the head coach is going to be, and you're like, I'm not going to sign for more than 2 years if I don't know who the coach is going to be because we don't get along. I'm out of here. I get it. So, yeah, until they figure out like what the real hierarchy is with this team, you know, between management and coaches, right? Because I think it's going to take them quite a bit of time because people are scratching their heads. So I was like, so wait a minute, the last guy you had made the playoffs 6 straight years, and you fired him, and I'm going to take the job. Why? Yeah, that's going to be kind of tough, but congratulations. At least there's some good news in Bruins camp because I think it's going to take quite a bit of time before you figure out who the head coach is on that bench, and you need to have Bergeron back because if people revolt, they will revolt early. Cap, get him. How much do you want? Just come back for a year. If it doesn't work out, we get it. Might be kind of a smart move. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. 617-779-7937 wants to get in on this Belichick conversation, which I'm going to continue here in a second. Paul, good evening to you, and thanks for being here on Late Night.
Well, finally, KJ has come back. Where have you been? Time traveling, other dimensions? We miss
man,
you, Master
man.
Dominic, all-knowing one.
Man, you got to call Ken Laird about that. I don't want to start a letter writing campaign, but you could do a Dear Ken campaign. But look, you know, Red Sox games, Barrett's been here for several years. Red Sox does an exceptional job. The numbers with him work perfectly. When there's no Red Sox game, they find space for me. I just try and make it as enjoyable as possible. I'm like a really strong drug. Gambling. Sorry.
Yes.
All right, Paul. What are your thoughts?
Do a good job.
So, thank you. So, what do you think on this whole Belichick situation and this kind of smoke and mirrors thing going on?
Well, it's classic sports psychology. However, before we've even taken a preseason snap, it's all just talk until we actually see them perform. Because as we've seen with people like Harry, they can look good on paper and totally suck on the field. So, this is what I have that I can say based upon fact. We got Thornton, who's got Neon Sanders speed, second fastest guy ever to play. That guy can rip. If he can just get a little step on you, he's gone. We got the 300-pound goon from University of Chattanooga on the offensive line who gave up a total of 9 sacks in 4 years. Yes, it's University of Tennessee Chattanooga, but they did play good teams like Alabama, and he's really good at protecting the quarterback, which is going to give our quarterback a time to actually get the ball off. We got really deep at running back. We got a better wide receiver core. I tell you what, KJ, Belichick has done better with what looked like a lot worse. You know, that rebuilding year when he came back in 1 year from the COVID crap and got us to the playoffs, that was in essence a miracle in itself. Because it's usually
but,
2 to 3 years.
But wait, I do have to say this. You will also have to send Cam Newton a thank you card because that 7-9 season was so bad that it gave the Patriots a favorable schedule for Mac Jones to start his rookie year. So that's how you get Jacksonville on the schedule. That's how you get the Texans on the schedule. Who else did they play that were just absolutely garbage? Cleveland. Well, Cleveland wasn't that bad because they were a playoff team the year before. But in terms of like, you know, I think they had Atlanta, you know, they had the Panthers, you know. You always get the Jets. So they had some kind of red meat served up to them after going 7-9. So I was really impressed with the job Belichick did in the 7-9 season and what happened in the Mac Jones rookie season. I wasn't so surprised at that. I was surprised at the slow start, but that turned around with time. Now I will just say this, Paul.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be focused and honed in on what Mac Jones wants to do because you saw teams making those adjustments towards the end of the season. So they're still going to go by on what Mac Jones wants to do most effectively and how to kill that. And if they can do that, then if you try and go to the run, that makes it worse because that's what they did. They're like, okay, let's put the ball in Mac Jones' hands, and if he decides to go back to the run, well, we just send everybody to the run. My thing is, yeah, that's really great that the kid out of Baylor, he's got tons of speed, but I'd rather him be pretty good with speed and beautiful with his hands and moving the chains than be like, oh my God, he's open and he dropped it. You know, you just don't know psychologically until you get into that game. So, again, the Patriots have a stronger schedule this year because they were a playoff team last year, so they're not going to have kind of the layup schedule they had last year, and they could have even been better last year if they didn't lose two to Miami. So now it's almost like, hey, are you going to lose two to Miami? Possibly. The Bills are going to be a really tough out, and you've got some pretty tough games. You got Green Bay on the road. You just don't have people who have been through it. Like, do you want to send a rookie to get wide open in cold Lambeau for the winning touchdown? And he just say, wow, I've never played in a game this cold before. Like, damn it, you only get 17 of these in a year.
Right. Right. And to add to what you're saying, the super fast Thornton has one my major glitch. When they tested him on the cones, his time dropped way off. He's simply a straight line runner. So Professor Belichick is aware of that. In fairness to the crud schedule, it was supposed to be a crud team. And in fairness to what you said about they adjusted to Mac Jones, they did. However, our defense did a Boston Celtics in the finals act where they just disappeared. And then our team had the dropsies. I mean, Mac would have had to literally catch the ball and play defense to have any chance to win. It was like a collateral collapse at the end of the year that I've never seen anything like it.
And that's a problem because from a second year quarterback, you'd want to say, okay, this is a guy who we can get a weapon or two around him that's established, right? My hope was at the end of last season that there would be some receiver out there that was coming up that was going to be an unrestricted free agent or possibly one of those restricted free agents where, hey, you make an offer sheet and they have to match and they decide not to match that says, you know what, I like what I see from Mac Jones and I believe I could be a missing link on that offense to help catch balls consistently because I like a ball he throws, he's very accurate, I know what my skill sets can do to help him. It didn't seem like, remember when, who was it? When Matthew Judon was sending out those weird texts saying like, come on through, so-and-so, like all these players, like, come on through, come through. And nobody was coming. Yeah. And then it started to seem like, hey, maybe he's giving us a bit of an insight of what players are discussing with their agents at this time. It's like, it's different to go play with Tom Brady because you know Tom Brady's going to find a way to get that W. Now it's kind of like, okay, will they blame me for something that happened in the first quarter because the game falls apart in the fourth, right? So, Paul, I thank you so much for the call. And, I'm with you. Like, I think I've been a little hard on the Patriots' outlook this year. Okay, I'll come off of the 5-12. My best case scenario, I think, is 8-9. I just think that's the best case scenario. And if that's the case, then guess what? It's another losing season. But interesting enough, the Patriots' odds to win the Super Bowl are plus 3,500. Last time it was those odds, right during the Cam Newton, Mac Jones battle of last year around this time. So they don't see the team any worse than last year in terms of Super Bowl odds. But I don't see it. I don't see it. So just to rehash, some of the distractions you see coming from the Patriots. One, the throwback jersey announcement. Buy them up, folks. Go get that new number 11 that isn't Julian Edelman. Or that new 87 that isn't Gronk. Go get your new ones. Two, the hyper-focus on a single player on the team that isn't a superstar. Even when Tom Brady was here, you always knew there was a dual presence in the kingdom. Now it just feels like, yeah, Mac, you go out there and talk. Three, avoid being chosen for HBO's Hard Knocks. Now, I don't know any factual stuff. This is all part of the entertainment portion of the show. Then, Boy, we see a struggle coming. Bill, just put this in front of you, baby. You know, you've always been a limited access guy. You don't think people would want to know what the Patriot Way looks like when the road needs to be repaved? I'm sorry. Four. A coach's overarching legacy story to hide the potential disaster right under the nose of the fan base. Shula's record could be the greatest head coach of all time in wins as well. Just seems a lot further now. The claim to cancel the last day of OTAs due to rain when you play the sport in rain as a, quote, reward for hard work. Any parent will tell you this, and I'm guilty of this as well. Sometimes my kid will tell me, hey, I brush my teeth. Like, they look at me like I'm supposed to give them a reward. I'm like, you know what? Hey, your parents, us, and your dentist are in agreement that you should brush your teeth at night before you go to bed. You should not be getting a reward for what you're supposed to be doing. So if you're rewarding them for hard work, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing anyway? And then the other one that I did mention. Excessive talks about rooms. The wide receiver room looks really healthy. The quarterback room is just really healthy. You know that might be code for players who need a lot of coaching to look good on the field. If you keep talking about the room, come on out. Let's see what you got on the field. We're still in the room. All this talk about rooms. Patriots plus 3,500, according to BetMGM in Vegas. All right, let's get into some odds, according to Vegas, for the NFL season in Make Money Money. Hit it, Joe.
I won the bet.
Here, $1.
You pay you!
I can give you half.
Hey, look, I won my money.
You need to relax.
How do you pay, man?
Great cash, homie.
So here are some of the odds set up by BetMGM for, I'll go through AP Defensive Player of the Year, AP Coach of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, most regular season passing yards, receiving yards. Let's start with Defensive Player of the Year odds. Myles Garrett is the odds-on favorite at plus 600. Now, you say, what about TJ Watt, plus 650? Aaron Donald just re-signed his big deal with the Rams, plus 800. The one I find value in, and because he has a lot of noise going on with him, and his team may go further than most times than often, is Micah Parsons at plus 900. So he's got the fourth best odds at AP Defensive Player of the Year, and I think he will win it this year. AP Coach of the Year odds. The odds on favorite is Brian Daboll. Daniel Jones becomes, you know, Osmosis Jones. What is going to happen there? I'm not buying that at all.
How can you be the coach of the year when you're the fourth worst team in your own division?
You know, this is why I say you can find real value in the AP of the coach of the year odds. I like Josh McDaniels at plus 1600. In that Western Conference in the AFC, it's going to be a dogfight, but Josh McDaniels has weapons, and he has a brain, too, to go along with it. I think he makes a spark, similar to way he started with the Broncos when he went 8-0 and then everything fell apart. I think he's now figured out how to not have things fall apart. I like Josh McDaniels at plus 1,600, the sixth best odds for Coach of the Year. That's some good value right there. Comeback Player of the Year. Is it really fair that Derrick Henry's on this list? I mean, my goodness. When the guy went out, he was still the rushing leader without playing a game until about three games left in the season when Jonathan Taylor passed him. So Derrick Henry is the odds-on favorite at plus 350 for the Comeback Player of the Year. But who I like is Marcus Mariota at plus 1,200. Look, it's going to be the Bucs Invitational in the NFC South. But someone's got to come in second. You don't know what you're going to get with Jameis Winston in with the Saints. And the Panthers are just praying that someone can with an arm can show up and throw the ball. So if Marcus Mariota can get Atlanta to an 8-9 record or a 9-8 record and just miss the playoffs, he's the comeback player of the year, especially if he throws over 3,000 yards. So watch out for that. AP Offensive Player of the Year. This is interesting because Cooper Kupp leads, has the lowest odds at plus 800. Jonathan Taylor is also at plus 800. Derrick Henry at plus 1100. That's not who I'm looking at. I think the league is so in love with Josh Allen that at plus 1600, Josh Allen will be named Offensive Player of the Year. And I think it's going to coincide with them potentially making a bigger run. In fact, he has a lower odds for Offensive Player of the Year than Patrick Mahomes at 1800. Christian McCaffrey's at plus 1800. Christian McCaffrey may not even play 1800 seconds. Are you kidding? AP Rookie of the Year. Now, I'll tell you right now, and I got to give Brian Barrett a lot of credit. Last year, he said this year's draft was going to be ho-hum, and yes, it is. So, Kenny Pickett is the odds-on favorite to be Rookie of the Year, plus 500. Now, here's what's crazy. I don't even think Kenny Pickett will see the field because I just have this weird feeling that Mitch Trubisky will figure it all out, and it'd be very hard for Kenny Pickett to get on the field. Doesn't mean he won't eventually, but I think it's going to be Mitch Trubisky's team. So even the odds-on favorite for the Rookie of the Year, I don't think will get on the field. Who I like? Chris Olave. Chris Olave, plus 1,000. I think he's a receiver that's ready to go. He's plug and play. And I think what he will bring immediately will show that, hey, just the same way that Jamar Chase won it last year. You show to be an incredible receiver that gets things done and a quarterback loves you immediately. That gets you bumped to the front. Again, I find it very hard for Kenny Pickett to even see the field this year unless in mop-up role. All right, most regular season passing yards. This is according to BetMGM. Tom Brady is the odds-on favorite at plus 800. Patrick Mahomes is also at plus 800. Matt Stafford at plus 850. But I think the value and who might have the most passing yards this season will be Derek Carr, plus 1,200. I think Josh McDaniels is going to really open that playbook out there. And when you've got Devontae Adams, and keep in mind him and Derek Carr played together in college, there's a reunion of sorts. You have a strong running game that you get the play action going. You still have Darren Waller. So watch out for them because Derek Carr has better odds in passing yards this year than Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and even Russell Wilson, even Kirk Cousins at plus 2,000. Kirk Cousins puts up a lot of yards, but they don't come matching with wins. All right, receiving yards. Justin Jefferson is the odds-on favorite at plus 900, tied with Cooper Kupp at plus 900, Jamar Chase at plus 1,200. Well, if I'm thinking that, Derek Carr is going to have the most passing yards, and I'm going to go with Devontae Adams, the fourth best odds at plus 1,200, for the odds-on favorite. So at 1,200, Devontae Adams, that is a steal. Just a couple years ago, he'd probably been the odds-on favorite. And passing yards. I think this is a no-brainer, and I'm actually going to go with the stated favorite, Tom Brady at plus 600, Patrick Mahomes also at plus 600. I don't think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes because he's got an increased defensive presence in the AFC West, and the Chiefs showed that they can lay an egg in some key games last year where the offense isn't going to be the star. So Tom Brady at plus 600 as the odds-on favorite. I like that. Stafford at 650. Justin Herbert at 850. Aaron Rodgers at plus 900. Joe Burrow at plus 1100. Josh Allen at plus 1200. Kirk Cousins at plus 1800. So there you have some ways to make money, money, make money, money, money. Courtesy of BetMGM. It's KJ. Late night. WEEI. We wrap the show next. Thanks for hanging out.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I used to want to be a magician after watching that video as a little kid. I was like, well, maybe it's just because of the girl in the video that made me like, maybe I could be a magician and have a girl like that stand next to me.
I think everyone was in a magician phase at some point in their childhood, so you're not alone.
Well, the thing was, I really just wanted a girlfriend. I had no interest in, like, you know, the whole little, you take the little thing that looks like your thumb and you tuck the scarf inside of that, and that's how you, like, you do act pretending, but really is just a stuffed scarf in your finger, inside of your thumb. You know what I'm talking about. Where you put the thing inside the scarf and hide it.
I got you.
See, I told you how horrible I was at trying to do magic tricks. Then I got into pro wrestling and I got made fun of. That stuff is fake. So is magic. How you going to get on me about liking pro wrestling? You say it's fake, but here you are doing fake magic tricks. It's not real. There's no quarter behind my ear. You just put it there. That's a bit weird, too. Why are you reaching for my ears? I don't like that. Well, the magic didn't happen when it came to the NBA draft. I joked when I came on the air at 10 p.m. that the Celtics wouldn't have drafted yet. My God. They're only at... Literally, I have 12 minutes left, minus commercials, and we're five away. Like, is it really going to be breaking news? Breaking news, the Boston Celtics pick is just in. That might happen before we get out of here.
Yeah, current pick right now is 45 with Charlotte.
That's so we're eight away with 12 minutes left, and each team has 2 minutes for each pick. You do the math. This thing, I just saw something that said this thing is might go until 12:30. Why would anybody? Anybody watch a non-action situation for 4.5 hours? Even with the NFL, they got smarter. Like, you know what? Like, the NBA should probably just do one round and get off the television. After tonight, this is ridiculous. Maybe this is why they gave Malika Andrews the first time. Congratulations, Malika. You're going to be there till 1 o'clock in a two-round draft. Is the pay increase? No. Sorry. But the Celtics pick at 53. That'll probably happen sometime literally after midnight. I can understand how some people just like the NBA. It just drives me crazy. Tonight it is. So early we talked about how thankfully the Celtics do not have to worry about the draft. This is why you don't. This is the bad teams. All of them are talking about what's going on tonight. Boston, I mean, my gosh, Paul Revere could have ridden in on a horse with the draft pick and we'd be like, who? Like, can he? Can he be a third scorer? Can he score off the bench? No one cares. And that's a good thing. And credit Danny Ainge for, you know, some mistakes. The Romeo Langford thing was just an absolute, that was a big nothing burger. But he's not here. And Peyton Pritchard is probably on watch right now. So is Aaron Naismith. Like, these first rounders are getting hella minutes. And I mean like minutes, like 1.5 minutes at the end of games. And these are your first round picks. I think that's what the NBA is starting. Some of these teams are starting to recognize. These G League kids, yeah, they could provide something. That's why I think that Golden State really didn't put Jonathan Kuminga out there too much. I think they kind of knew what they had and be like, you know what? This would just be a narrative for the G League. Because that's kind of what beat the Celtics is like they had really good developed G League guys. Gary Payton II, Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga. You know, I mean, like these are Toscandero, but he didn't play too much, but he's on the squad. He gets a ring. He contributed through the season. That's where it's at. Finding these guys are either overseas, play, you know, have played, you know, professional ball in some of these tougher leagues, You know, there's an A-League over in England now. That's probably going to improve as well. So, all very interesting and not interesting at the very same time. Like, yeah. I mean, the highlight of tonight, if you told me going into the NBA draft for this year, the big news is that, hey, on draft day, someone made a deal for Kemba Walker. My wife would have a better chance of me going to get my nails painted neon at the nail shop on a Sunday during the playoffs to determine who goes to the Super Bowl, right? Like, I would rather do that than sit around for 4.5 hours trying to figure out who's going to get drafted. Red Sox back on the road tomorrow. Tomorrow because it's almost midnight. Tomorrow in Cleveland. Sox won, winners of 8 of their last 10. And look, This road trip is very important because by the time we get into July with the Tampa series, Yankee series, then another Tampa series, like really from July 5th through July 20th, just intense games against the AL East, and the Sox are only 7-14 against the division. Yeah, all those mistakes and gaffes against Baltimore, they count. You know, bring more AL West teams, please. But they're 9-7 against the Central, and again, won 8 of their last 10, 16 of their last 20, 21 of their last 30. They're on top of it. Nick Pivetta hits the mound tomorrow, and just kudos to just the way this team has just really dug in for themselves. I think, you know, I don't know what the speech was, but it had to be a very good one. Like, hey, you're a professional ball player. There are people who would kill to do what you do. It's called the minor leagues. I'm kidding. But yeah, so you literally have an opportunity here to really stake a claim in the sand, draw a line with Chaim Bloom saying, look, we're going to show you what bad to good looks like and maybe bring the reinforcements versus last year where it was good, good, and you wanted more. All right, Joe, thank you again for being here tonight. Continue the hard work, man. It's gonna pay off for you in the long term. Just got to keep getting that practice in, man. I appreciate you and your patience as well. At WEEI on Twitter, as well as at KJ Carson, thank you so much for being here for late night. Later, man. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.